Hollywood Live with Tanya Hart.
As Tyrese continues his social media rants, he posted another emotional video on Instagram over the weekend about his daughter, Shayla, but he dropped some new info in the video. He says, quote, I have another one on the way, but he's not here yet. Fast forward to a new message that Tyrese has just posted on Facebook, asking his famous female friends, from Oprah to Jada Pinkett Smith, to support his pregnant wife's foundation. Quote, powerful women of God, because you guys seem to show up for each of us, this is your moment. I've always showed up for you, your events, your moments. I'm simply asking that you show up for my wife so that I can stay married. My wife, who is now pregnant, is the new president of the Love Circle Foundation, and she could use some help. Now, who knows if he's really telling the truth, because, you know, he has been tripping. It's really hard to tell. He's also blaming these rants on some medication he's taking. I don't know. But maybe they need to change the medication. Anyway, Shaquille O'Neal knows how to throw a party. The former LA Lakers threw a Sweet 16 birthday bash with his ex-wife, Shawnee, for their daughter, Amira Mimi O'Neal. It was at the rooftop of Hollywood's W Hotel, and TMZ is saying they spent nearly $1 million on this party. Well, part of that is because Amira got a Mercedes-Benz G-Wagon on her special day, and they had some super entertainment like YG, who is a great performer, had a good time up in there. Anyway, congratulations to Mimi on her sweet 16th birthday, and gee, I'd like to turn 16 again and get a Mercedes-Benz. How about you? And comedian Tiffany Haddish made history as the first African-American female comedian to host Saturday Night Live over the weekend. I found that hard to believe, but I guess it's true. Well, she turned it out. Yeah, baby, she called out names. She talked about how the headlines have been dominated by stories of powerful men being accused of sex. Well, one of them is Louis C.K., who has hosted SNL numerous times. He did come out and say all the sexual misconduct stuff about him last week was true. Well, then Tiffany came up and gave him some advice, as well as any man in that situation. She says, quote, you know what, fellas, if you got your thing out and she's got all her clothes on, you are in the wrong. Wait until she takes her own clothes off, then pull your thing out, okay? Good advice to anybody. And for all these stories and a whole lot more, make sure you go to AURN.com and don't forget to follow me on Twitter at Tanya Hollywood.